This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Free the Fan. It's time for some Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? Now, the very first one I saw, it is complicated. From the 812, Wanker of the Weekend, Ryan Garcia for missing weight and not being able to win the title in a fight he thoroughly dominated. That fight was against Devin Haney, dropped him three times. He won a majority decision because whoever said it was a draw should not be allowed to judge boxing matches anymore. But I could see how you would think that would make him Wanker of the Weekend. However, Ryan Garcia was a massive underdog in this fight, 5-1. He bet $2 million on himself to clear $10 million in profit from that fight, putting aside whatever he got for the house, the pay-per-view.
You can do that?
I guess in boxing, you can.
Bet on yourself in boxing?
They even talked about it on the broadcast.
That's a weird thing. Just considering everything, every other sport, and like, hey, I bet, like Pete Rose, I bet on my team to win. You're like, well, all right, you're still expelled for life. You know,
you're right.
Banned for life. I'm sorry.
It is complicated.
What's the difference between expelled and banned? Is expelled only school?
Expelled sounds better.
Sounds better in terms of it's classier.
Like you're banned. Okay. Yeah, like you're banned. Expelled feels like you'll get back there at some point. I don't know.
All right, English majors.
Let's see.
They're probably synonyms, right?
Figure this out. Now, in the meantime, while we seek that out, I want to take you to Mike Florio. I want to know if you think he is the Wanker of the Weekend for, this is so weird, the declarative statement that he put up a story about this on Saturday. ESPN's O.J. Simpson documentary leaves no doubt he did it.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
They put out a new documentary after he died?
No, they didn't. And that's a great point. I think it was Landry Locker who quote tweeted that and be like, oh, huge get for Florio if this is true. So this happened in 1994. The documentary about that came out 8 years ago.
He just watched it.
I'm just assuming it's because O.J. Simpson died. But even that happened earlier in the week. And plus, he's a lawyer. It feels weird to be like, no, I can definitively tell you, I watched the documentary, even though I'm a lawyer, and the criminal justice system said, now you're good. Mm-hmm. He goes, I watched what he said about his shoes. Guilty. By the way, that's the reason.
Because of the shoes?
Yeah, the Bruno Maglio shoes. He goes, those are some ugly-ass shoes. I would never wear them. And then you saw him in a NBC pre-show wearing those exact shoes, and he's guilty
because of that. That's why
8 years after that documentary came out.
All right,
that's weird.
I totally get the he just recently passed away, so I'm gonna revisit this documentary. You know, I get that. You guys talk all the time about the card industry and how
sure.
Whenever somebody dies, their cards go up in value or whatever. So I can totally see that. And he was just trying to make a topic. He was just trying to be topical with his Twitter.
I don't think O.J. Simpson's cards, though, just for this. I don't think O.J. Simpson's cards, even though I'm not looking to buy any of his stuff. I bet his cards didn't go up after he died. I don't know. I honestly am not. I hate saying this, but Willie Mays is probably going to be the next superstar hero of sports to pass. His cards will probably go up like 5 to 15% because he'll be in the news.
Mike, I can tell you, I did get a couple DMs. I was like, do you know anybody who wants to purchase vintage O.J. Simpson cards right after he died? I was like, ask.
Oh, it's up 94%.
What?
Yeah.
You can get them.
92%.
You can get them for a killer price, I heard.
Look at Chris.
That's Chris.
Thanks. I see what you're doing there. Man, he was excited about that. Allegedly.
Where did you see this?
Allegedly.
Getcardbase.com/OJ Simpson. It's a
that
beta.
Doesn't, okay. I haven't heard of this before.
I like it.
It says it right here. It says getcardbase.com, and it says the number. It says, yeah, their index change has gone up 92.4%.
I like it. This is just super weird timing to me because it didn't even, he didn't even put it out like on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. He's like, no. I'm gonna wait until Saturday.
This is,
which was 4:20.
This is,
so I don't know. I don't know if those two things are related.
Probably
or not.
So. This is again one of the problems with social media. That's a thing that he could have just said out loud and
sure.
left it that. You know,
he
could reserve that for his house parties. He could reserve it for, you know, next time he's in a conversation. He didn't have to do that. I'm not calling him Wanker of the Weekend for that.
I think I am. I'm also not a Florio fan. So
yeah,
you're looking for reasons.
Look,
I will admit, if I was a juror, I would get thrown off the Florio jury because they're like, do you have any bias or preconceived notions? I'd be like, yes, I do.
Don't like that lawyer.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Okay, O.J. Simpson's rookie card has kind of gone up in price.
Oh, my gosh!
I'm just looking at, like, market movers and stuff and looking at recent sales, and I'm like, well, his cards are up about 20, 25%.
Well,
I'll send you a link to get card based.
So, yeah. I still want to know more about what getcards.base or whatever you said it was has to say about all
of this. Getcardbase.com.
Yeah.
/OJ Simpson.
The OJ Simpson cards, I guess, are.
I say slash OJ.
I do not think that you should.
It says it.
Yeah. Good for Mike Florio for really being on the cutting edge of things that happened 8 years ago. All right, let's go from that to, this has been around for a while, but it came up again this weekend, and I'm just curious how often y'all have seen this. Did you see for the Guardians, Josh Naylor, how he celebrated his home run?
Maybe I did, but I'm forgetting.
He smashed the bat across his helmet instead of flipping the bat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what, like this?
Yeah. I just...
Don't do that. It'll give you a concussion.
But that feels like I've seen other people do that before.
Bo Jackson, when he broke the bat over
his
head.
That is still one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
He just put it on his head and then just pulled down.
Yeah, he just needed leverage so he could do it with his arms.
Their manager said, that's Josh Naylor, man. Obviously, he's emotional and charismatic. As long as he didn't concuss himself, I'm all right. But that does feel like a dangerous thing to just, even if with your helmet on, just smash the bat against your helmet.
Yeah, it hurts.
I'm with you.
So don't.
I can't remember who did this, but they had like a negative moment and like hit the bat on their head like two or three times. Now, he had a helmet on, not.
Mm-hmm. Still.
But I'm like, that he needs to go to a therapist. Like, you can throw fits, but when you start banging your, you know, when you start taking a bat and banging your head, like that's, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Something's more wrong.
Yeah, you don't do that to yourself.
You should not.
You need to talk to somebody.
And what did his brother Bo say?
Bo Naylor?
He's on the team.
Yeah.
Their brother's on the same team.
I have not seen a
good baseball.
Is Bo crazy like that too? Or he's like, that's the crazy brother.
I'll look into that. I'm honestly.
He's like, you
not
know, when we were
sure.
growing up, he used to hit me with the bat. So.
And for a minute, I admit I thought you were doing a bit when you said, what did this brother Bo say? I thought you were going a different direction.
No,
yes.
His brother's on the Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And they actually have another brother. He might have made the major leagues already, but he's like on the cusp of it.
Miles
Naylor.
I think he's on his way.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the minor leagues.
Okay.
He's 19.
Now, from the 4-3-2, this is an interesting question. Are we wankers of the weekend for playing producer roulette? And we have gone through some.
This is not on us.
Am I the fourth? I'm like the fourth in the past month.
Well, and it's Reggie's birthday today, right?
That is true.
Happy birthday, Reggie. Turning.
Yeah, hopefully you 32? Took your
30
driver's test or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully
did the 2 hour online thing.
I will say this, and a lot of people on the YouTube saying OJ did it. I will say this.
I'm not disputing that. It's just That's a weird story to come out with. Like, if you think he did it, if you think he didn't, that's just weird timing to be like, I rewatched this documentary that came out 8 years ago. He did it.
When it comes to our producers.
You think when OJ died and he, like, had, you know, his questioning, let's say? Yeah. Well, I think he just sit there.
Like at the pearly gates or just,
I don't know which gates he was at.
Not by his relatives.
Well, you go to the pearly gates and they either let you in or not. So
you think they pull the handle and you go.
That's what I've always assumed. Yeah.
But do you think he's like, all right, you know.
Send them back to Buffalo.
It feels like a bold strategy to lie to St. Peter. He's like, hey, let me open up the book of your life. And you're like, oh. Yeah,
that one time. Yeah. You're just like, that one time.
Two.
Yes, Mike. I know there were two people. Never mind. I actually have logistical questions.
Regarding our producer roulette, first off, I just want to point out that every producer we put back there.
Rigo went to a whole nother city. Yeah,
he got an amazing job in Laredo. Every person that gets on that board for us.
It's true.
And it's true.
Gets better every day that they're on the board with us. Chris Strong, strong efforts.
At one point, we had an Australian, I think, like years ago.
He is still with this cluster of stations.
Yeah. What's his name?
He's on a different station, but yeah, he's with us. Cam?
Right? Was it Liam?
Liam?
Ian?
Liam.
Liam, yeah, because I think of Neeson.
Ian.
It's one of those.
It's like that. It's close. It's we'll never see him.
And by the way, Chris.
The name from across the
Chris
pond.
Won't be our producer tomorrow either.
Yeah, no, I expect. Wow. I expect.
Where's Alec? Where's Upside Down Dallas?
Yeah, that could be him either.
I expect, roulette, baby.
Who's it going to be tomorrow?
Reggie.
Okay, all right.
Oh, because the Rangers play a home game at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Don't more blame us. It is just a. It is a. It's part of the.
Culture.
We like all the people we work with.
Is it Camfield, by the way? Camfield? Australian?
But it's Ian. Is it Ian Camfield?
Camfield? I don't know.
Is his name just Camfield?
Maybe I'm off about that. Help us out, people.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out Rigo. That's not Rigo. Did. No, they said with that sick ass sweater. That's Chris Strong.
Rigo got a TV job.
I do like that sweater, though. Does Mike need a sweater for tonight's match?
Yeah, Hockey Mike. Do you have a jersey at all?
Just wear the Hockey Mike shirt.
It's a hoodie. I guess I could. It's cool enough today. 72. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day in the Metroplex.
And
Enjoy it.
You need to go straight there because it's 7 o'clock puck drop, you know?
No, it's not. It's 8:30.
8:30. You're right.
Look at that. He was testing you.
Was he trying to fool me?
He was testing you to see.
He was testing you.
Look at you, man. Hockey Mike's not going to get fooled today.
In fact, I know. It's the second game on ESPN tonight.
So it's probably really
And that's
started.
Like probably 8:45 puck drop. I've been to enough Maverick playoff games where you're like, these stupid East Coast playoff games are screwing us over right now. And I think Boston's the first game at 6 o'clock. See?
Yes.
I don't even have that pulled up. I'm looking at my fantasy baseball team right now.
Glad we have most of your attention.
Picked up Bryce Elder. He's making his first start for the Braves tonight.
Man, from the 817, for the longest time, I thought Canfield was saying Count Phil. And there are a lot of people who definitely remember.
Reggie texted me and said, SMH, y'all don't remember Ian Canfield, and then corrected it and said Camfield.
See, come on!
So whose egg is on that face,
in
Reginald?
In this building, too.
And he did an interview with Blue October, I believe.
That's true.
Recently.
What did they sing?
Hate me today! That's one of them. Oh, Kevin, they sing the song that Adrian and I danced to as our first song ever, our first dance song for our marriage. And I have it. I have it printed on a piece of like aluminum in my bathroom hanging up.
That sentence took us on a ride. I thought you were going to say the first time you ever danced with her, but then you said it was the first time you ever danced with her at your wedding?
At our wedding, yes.
You never danced with your wife before then?
I did. High school prom. I took her to my prom and her prom and homecoming.
So it was the first song at your wedding?
At my wedding. Our first dance. You know, you have your first
dance. You played
dance.
Blue. I've never even heard
it's
of Blue
18th
October.
Floor Balcony. It's a song. I think it's about drugs, but even still.
Makes sense.
We talked. It was our song.
Hey. Real quick.
You did the Darth Vader thing.
That is true.
Dude, I need to talk to you about that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
What's next?
People are asking which pluckers we're going to be at on Thursday. Mike?
Dallas?
You're going to be in Dallas. We'll get you more specifics. Corey has tweeted out the entire list. Corey, mm-hmm. you will be in Addison.
Yep.
I'll be in Allen at Pluckers. So it's a lot of fun. Come hang out with us. Be a GM. Look, we're going to talk about this probably again later in the week. I need you to come to Allen if you know anything about football. Because last year, the guy who got the number one pick said it's going to be CJ Stroud.
And I'm like, he was right. He should have been right.
Should have been.
He should have been the general manager of the Panthers.
But I was like, but it's not. So you should not pick him. He's like, I'm telling you, I got a feeling. Everybody gets the first pick right. Our Pluckers was probably the only one who was like, no, it's wrong.
I think my Pluckers got the most right last year.
We did terrible.
I don't know how they did it.
I think as you're in Dallas, we should just pick them all wrong.
The Cowboys pick right a lot of times with their draft picks.
Yeah.
Fair.
I think they should take a player from Michigan. That worked out well.
Oh, God.
Right. We're the KNC masterpiece. God
help us. They don't even, right here. They don't even pay their bill for their whatever U-Haul thing that they leave in Michigan.
On yes. The garage, storage unit.
Storage unit.
His U-Haul thing. Coming up next, would you consider, would the Rangers be better off with John Gray in the bullpen? Ooh. Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Would the Rangers be better off with John Gray in the bullpen? 877-881-1053, frankelfirm.com. Text line if we want to discuss also, in case you missed some of the happenings, the Clippers beat the Mavericks 109-97 to open the playoffs.
Win!
Well, it was yesterday.
About 4 minutes into the game.
In a game that was not as close as the
score of this
would indicate. And then Stars get the playoffs started this evening. Probably more likely at about 8:45, 8:50.
I'll be there. Is it on? I honestly don't know this. I've never been to a hockey playoff game. So I really wanted to go, and I got the text message from a buddy of mine who's a big hockey fan. Now, he's from the Boston area. He's a big Bruins fan, but loves the Stars because they're not rivals at all. So he kind of has two hockey teams that he follows, and so I'm getting to go with him and a few other friends.
It's on ESPN tonight, I believe.
Yeah, but is it not on Bally's? Like, Bally's is covering the Mavs first round too, so you can watch the national broadcast or the Bally's broadcast.
I do not believe it is.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just this one.
Okay, now ESPN, let's do it.
This is my question about John Gray. Now the question can be brought up anyway.
I think this is a great question.
Nate Evaldi said something the other day that I was like, ooh. That's interesting. He said, John threw the ball outstanding tonight. I feel like he's a different animal when he comes out of the bullpen and was able to attack those guys. It's that part in particular. You can look at the results, and or you could look at last year when clearly he came up huge in a relief appearance.
After Scherzer hurt his back,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, his performance there was unbelievable. But when Evaldi said that, it just, I know we've kind of talked about that a little bit here and there. Do you think that perhaps John Gray would be better served coming out of the bullpen? Because this also kind of ties into the fact that we are really close to Max Scherzer time again.
In a way, yes. I don't know if John Gray wants to be a reliever. Now, his contract doesn't change. The one thing is when you have a full – in baseball, it's fully guaranteed. He signed a four-year, $60 million contract with the Rangers. This is the third year of the 4 years. He's going to get paid $15 million this year and $15 million next year, no matter what his role is. Now, it would be different if he went into free agency after next year if he's been a reliever for the last 2 years.
You're gonna cost him money.
Yeah. But I will say this. That was so impressive, and it was against one of the best lineups in baseball. He wasn't striking out they don't have – the Braves are like the Rangers when the Rangers are really on offensively. 1-9 is tough. They don't have – like Detroit, 7-8-9, like we could total up their batting averages and it barely got to 300. And that's not the case with the Braves. But he went after Acuna – and Riley and Olsen and Azuna. I mean, he was great. So, yes, I do think that he might be better suited because of that wipeout slider that he has. and the command that he showed out of the pen, I just don't know, Corey, how willing he is. Because I don't think he wants to.
Can I ask y'all a question about that?
Consistent can he be doing that? Because it was unbelievable.
Okay, I want to get back to the second part of that question. First part of the question, how does that go with, I appreciate what you're saying, I hear your thoughts, this is what the team needs, you're going into the bullpen.
I mean, that's where Bochy has a pretty good way of...
True.
You just kind of, you accept your role if you want to be on this team and be part of the winner. And Bochy's whole perspective is, I want to win today. And if John Gray gives me the opportunity to win today, I'm going to put him in this situation because I think he can do it. His confidence, I think it might be better for him. Having shorter outings, not having the weight of the world on him to go out there and be the guy for six innings.
Yeah.
Like it's the perfect spot for him. And again, I do think you saw in the playoffs and World Series, he didn't get like a, hey, let's sit down and talk about this. He was sent off. And if you can be helpful to us, we'll put you in.
Yeah.
And then he was in the World Series. He pitched a beautiful, was it two innings?
I think three.
Yeah. He was beautiful. So I think
Scherzer went three, then he went three. I think.
I don't know how much ego John Gray has though. That's the thing. I think he has
we
a
all
lot
have
it.
An ego, right? And he obviously has an ego big enough to get $60 million in a way. And I remember asking my agent. He has Kyle Freeland as one of his clients, and I didn't know a lot about John Gray. I knew who he was, but I was like, I'm not watching Colorado Rockies baseball. So sure. Help me out with John Gray as the Rangers signed him to a free agent contract going into the 22 season. And he said, man, you just never know game to game what you're going to get from him. There's games where he looks like an all-star, and then there's games where he just can't really give you that opportunity to win the game.
Yeah.
And that's been John Gray as a Texas Ranger. There's been some awesome starts where he's totally dominant. And then there's other games where you're just like, gosh, what happened to the John Gray we've seen the last two starts? And now the good thing is he did pitch well in Detroit, and he pitched well against Oakland. So his two starts leading up to this relief appearance were solid. I'm not saying they were unbelievable and awesome, but they were solid. So he's had three now quality appearances, two as a starter, one as a reliever. I'm going to throw this question back at you, Kevin.
Okay.
Right now, if you put him into the bullpen today, let's say the rest of the years, you're just going to the bullpen. We just think you're going to be so valuable in kind of that fifth to seventh inning role in that category. Maybe pick up three or four innings if we need to because a starter really struggles in a game. Who are your five starters before Scherzer gets back?
Yeah, because I guess then you stick it out with Heaney.
Well, go top to bottom if you can, because it'll make it easier.
Okay, fair enough. So obviously you're sticking with Eovaldi, and then Dunning.
Yeah, I like what you're doing so far.
And then
you like Dane Dunning, huh?
I
Lorenzen's
mean,
been I like his Dane first Dunning two starts have been solid.
I would go Lorenzen from there, then Heaney, because you still got about 2.5 weeks you got to kill, right?
Are you feeling
right.
like Heaney is bullpen day?
He's always been a high pitch guy. He's going to throw 20 pitches per inning. On average, he's going to get through four innings at about 80 pitches. That's about his deal. So you're hoping to get that fifth inning out of him before he gets to 100 pitches, before he kind of wears out. So you do know, in a Heaney start, you're probably going to have to pick up 3 to 5 innings out of your pen.
And how long is Bradford out?
A while.
Yeah. And even on the best case
Scherzer
scenario for
probably
Scherzer,
will be back before Bradford, but I don't know that for a fact.
But you're probably still 2.5 weeks away from Scherzer. And then I'm just curious, like, because you're going to go Owen White next. Like, I would assume he gets... he's not going to get a start. He's just going to go into the bullpen?
He was warming up Saturday night when Pruitt gave up the home run and struggled in the eighth inning. I was like, you know, from my perspective, I was like, the game's over. You just have to, you don't waste any more guys. But to your point,
does he
Dunning's
get a start?
Pitching Tuesday,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's right now, probables are Dunning, Gray, Heaney in that order.
Okay.
So like that's according to MLB.com.
I wanted you to kind of give that because I also wanted to kind of hear what you had to say there is I just wonder, And you never know what's going to happen 2 to 3 weeks from now if everybody's still going to be healthy in your rotation and where Bradford is at in his rehabbing his back. Is I do think Gray might fit better as that dude throwing mid-90s with a great slider. He had great command the other day out of your bullpen for a championship team. But I think he has to start until you get a little healthier.
Any of these other middle to long relievers look like they deserve a start, like the Urena or
he seems like he's a max effort guy.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of starting pitchers now are max effort guys, too. I guess I'm looking at if you
that was something you were pulling for, like, before the season.
And I know he had one rough relief outing, but I feel like he's been pretty good outside of that. Like, he had the Houston game, which, not good. But outside of that, he's been very good.
Let's play the world of everybody's healthy.
All right.
I'm going to get you to August 1st. The perfect scenario for the Rangers, and I'm talking perfect.
Yeah.
DeGrom has come back. Max Scherzer's been healthy and staying healthy. Eovaldi made the All-Star team and is pitching great. Mally's in your rotation, and he's a solid guy. And I guess Dane Dunning is your other?
Yes.
So John Gray's a bullpen guy.
That's
a perfect world, which usually never happens in a season. So I do think that if you're completely and totally healthy, your bullpen would be, by the way, you can't say enough great things about Kirby Yates. He has been one of the best closers in the game since he's asked to do that role. Robertson, Leclerc, Spores, and then you would have John Gray, possibly Lats. Jonathan Hernandez, I'm still up in the coin flip on if he's going to come back and be good, but I know he had a good outing his last, you call it rehab, because he's still on the 40-man and on the injured list, but he had a really nice outing, so I don't know if Jonathan Hernandez is in there. And then you have Urena as another long guy. That sounds a lot better than what at times the Rangers are having to deal with all the injuries, but that's the perfect world Rangers.
I'm intrigued by the concept of giving Urena a start. Here's why. And look, I will admit I am taking out the Houston game, and that's not the way the world works. I understand that because he did not do well in that Houston game whatsoever. Rest of the season, 14 innings pitched with 5 hits given up, 12 strikeouts versus 5 walks. Now, obviously, that strikeout-to-walk ratio might not be exactly... Yeah.
Did you hear Boach get really ticked at the walks after the Friday night loss, I believe? I didn't know this, and I haven't checked it, but they are fourth worst in Major League Baseball in walks allowed as a staff.
It has not been good, but... So because of that, I think I would be intrigued by the idea of seeing him get a start, maybe Owen White. But I realize the Rangers wouldn't look at this and go, hey, we're going to put John Gray in the bullpen so we can spot start a whole bunch of folks until Scherzer gets ready. I realize. So I'm just thinking maybe in 3 weeks, do they take a look at this and be like.
I do. I think that if you're healthy, if you're completely healthy with Max Scherzer coming back and maybe Cody Bradford on the horizon or very close. Then I do think John Gray could pop back. By the way, with Lats, I'm not saying no, but we forgot to throw Heaney into the bullpen, too.
Yes, yeah, we did. And that's a hard-throwing lefty there, too.
Then all of a sudden, it gets different.
I will say this, though, Kevin. Somebody should probably ask Boach a question like that coming up soon. I don't know when the next opportunity might be.
Perhaps Wednesday on the show, do you suppose?
We'll have Boach on Wednesday. Maybe we can ask him his thoughts on this.
Did Boach do the morning show the other day?
He did.
Oh, man. Were you guys
jealous?
Butthurt?
Oh, so much.
No, also, I mean, I like to talk to him.
We also got to leave a lot earlier, so it was kind of a trade-off, you know.
That's true.
But, I mean, usually whenever we're talking to Boach, doesn't he say something along the lines of, Maddox and I are sitting here talking about that right now? Right. And it seems like he's having a lot more meetings.
I had a nice Saturday conversation with Boach, talking a little Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, did you?
Nice.
Because they're playing tonight at the Rangers Gala.
Yeah.
He's a big Brooks and Dunn fan.
Very nice. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Caleb Williams has big goals, but what is his bust potential?
His big what?
Goals.
Okay.
We'll do it next right here in The Fan.
Snap, play action, back to pass. Williams looks end zone, throws end zone. Drake Stoops! Whoa! Oh, mama! Ha ha! Touchdown!
KNC Masterpiece.
That's like what the Mavericks scored yesterday in the second quarter, a touchdown, and they went for two and got it.
They did. That they did. We'll get back around to the Mavericks in just a little bit after a crushing game one defeat against the Clippers.
Thank God they only count for one.
That's a good point.
We should
and it's not aggregate scoring.
Yeah, we should be down 0-2 in this series.
It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Oh, man, it's draft week, 24th pick. How many first-round picks are we going to get this year?
One?
I really do like the concept of playing just seven games and whatever the points are at the end of the series.
Well, then that third and fourth quarter ended up being huge for the Mavs.
Yeah, they would have not played. The Clippers would have played a little bit stronger in the second half. Very soccer-like, right? That's how soccer works?
Yes.
Champions League?
Yes.
Oh, you soccered us too good last time.
I don't know if that is the exact phrase, but something along those lines. What do you think about, speaking of phrasing, what do you think about Mike Tomlin setting up for the draft? He said,
take a quarterback, right?
Well, what
we only have Russell Wilson and Fields.
He said specifically,
yep.
After free agency, they aren't, quote, overly thirsty to address any particular area.
That's why, dude. That's why he gets players to play for him.
He's the best.
He's connected. He's not a guy who's like, hey, I wear these khaki pants and this blue shirt all the time.
Black and gold, probably.
No, probably so. He is connected to what his players are thinking.
They have four picks in the first three rounds.
We
too,
still so. Use thirsty, right?
What do you use it for?
Yeah, like I'm thirsty.
Like a thirsty Thursday for the G-Bag Nation?
Yeah.
Do you ever use it in another context?
Parched. Mm-hmm. I'm parched.
But any other context?
So one night I was at a Stars game, and there was a guy sitting two rows in front of me.
You look like you have a Stars hat on, by the way.
It does kind of look like it's a Bryan Adams baseball hat.
Or South Lake Carroll.
But he had his video camera out. This was before like our cell phones were really good at videos.
Yes.
So he had a video camera, and every time the Stars Ice Girls would come out, he would, like, zoom in on them.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
who did this?
This guy that was sitting in front of me at a Stars game one night. That would be thirsty,
that's
right?
Not good.
Like, that would be an example of
being
thirsty.
Yeah, that's...
They have shovels. They don't have cases of beer.
It's not good.
Yeah, Mike, he didn't want to drink any beer.
Are you kidding me? That's...
Adrian,
many people now go to games and wait for the concession person to walk their aisle rather than go up and get the item?
I could see
item?
That. Probably a pretty decent amount.
Probably. All right, what's the next football nugget?
Okay. Let's go from that to...
Did you want more thirsty talk?
No,
is that what you're asking
no,
us?
You're saying the Steelers
no.
aren't thirsty for any positions.
No,
they
I
can
started
draft
to think
all
about
them.
Another hockey story and
they
whether
need
or
their
not I should
aid.
Tell it.
Don't
and
tell it.
I decided not
this
to.
This is football.
Hey, let's talk about Caleb Williams.
First pick. I'm guessing it right now. I'm getting the cheddar balls. The macaroni and cheese, fried cheese thing.
At Pluckers,
that's
yes.
That's good, yeah.
This is... I need to make a bet on this, right? I need to bet all my money. It's as much of a lock as Mayweather McGregor.
How much money do you have?
Ooh, he does live in Plano.
Yeah.
$4,000.
$4,000?
That's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like liquid.
You can bet all $4,000 of that on Caleb Williams being the first pick, and I think you'll get back about $40.
All right.
In profit.
$400,000.
Than $4,000 in profit.
That's
what a waste of time.
Wow. $4,000 is a lot of money.
For
$400,000.
Can you imagine?
Not, yeah.
Thursday afternoon. I don't even know. The draft's in Detroit. The reason I know that is we drove by and I was like, oh my gosh, Detroit really supports all these other football teams really well with all these signs. And then they drove past Lions Stadium, Ford Stadium Field, and it said, draft. These dates. And I was like, oh, they're hosting it here. Good for them. And then I just thought to myself, what are the Rangers going to do?
In the draft?
So the point was.
I moved forward. Then we got the Tiger Stadium, where they call it Comerica Stadium Park.
Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah. If he slips, I know where I was going.
Uh-huh.
If, like, Caleb Williams slips or he finds a prostitute Wednesday night, but it's a cop. And that's happened. Ask that Robinson guy for the Atlanta Falcons.
Is that Eugene Robinson?
Yeah. Like, let me ask you this. If you have the number one pick,
mm-hmm.
you're the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
the number one pick accidentally gets a prostitute that's a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still draft him number one 12 to 24 hours later?
Yeah. He's the number one pick.
I think so.
Yeah.
He does a line of coke and gets caught buying the coke from a cop.
They were really,
like on video?
Didn't you think he was going to say from the prostitute? I thought for sure he was going to say he bought the coke.
I'm seeing
the
what
prostitute.
Line this the would be that Caleb Williams doesn't go number one.
I think I'm gonna try to trade out.
Do you think teams would be really giving you a lot?
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Coked out
in this
on the
instance,
draft night.
In this instance, somebody still drafted him.
So he's going number one no matter what.
Somebody still drafted him.
I think you're right.
If you don't take him one, somebody's taking him two.
And here's why. He has big goals, Mike. Do you think, this is going to be a tough question, will Caleb Williams reach these goals? His two goals are, A, to spend his entire career with the Bears, and B, try to match or surpass Tom Brady's Super Bowl record.
The second one will never happen. The first one has more of a possibility, but still small because I'm going to be honest. I can't even tell you the last quarterback the Bears had that stayed with their team for their franchise.
Even
the great Jim McMahon had to move on.
Yeah, he did.
And he wasn't great. But I don't know. Maybe Rex Grossman was only there, and all 31 other teams said no after it was over there. But
Jay Cutler was traded.
He went to Denver, right?
Well, he was traded from Denver to them. But he was there from 10 to 15.
And then married Beverly Hills girl.
Yeah, dude, there's no history.
Divorced?
There's zero history there, man.
It's
Jim Harbaugh.
He played for other teams, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is the bust potential of Caleb Williams? Because Bleacher Report kind of put together like bust potential percentages for all of the potential first-round quarterbacks.
This isn't fair to you, but I'm going to throw this out. What does bust mean to you? Like, I think everybody has a different definition because people would say right now Trevor Lawrence is a bust.
Yeah, I would say Jackson Holliday right now is a bust. Wyatt Langford working his way through the league.
But
multiple playoff
people will tell
wins,
me that
multiple
Andrew
Pro
Luck
Bowls.
Was a bust.
Ooh, that...
I will say, oh man, that's interesting.
You are the number one pick.
Andrew Luck did not live up to the hype.
I agree with that.
Was Drew Bledsoe a bust?
He didn't win a
his first team that he got drafted by in this fourth
didn't
year.
Didn't he?
His fourth year, he went to the Super Bowl with that team. That was literally the worst team. They didn't trade to number
and
one.
Then he got Tom Brady to the Super Bowl, but we pretend that Brady somehow deserves all that credit.
So I don't
multiple Pro Bowls, multiple playoff wins, multiple double digit win seasons. Which even that's probably going to be too soft of a standard for some folks.
I will say there's a 25% chance he's a bust.
Bleacher Report put Caleb Williams at only 10%. Michael Penix Jr., 65% they think is likelihood he's going to be a bust. Bo Nix, 75% likelihood of being a bust. J.J. McCarthy, 51% being a bust. Drake May, only 33%.
But J.J. McCarthy thing's really funny to me because
if you finish off
33%?
Yeah, if you finish off those three.
For Drake May.
If you put backwards threes on top of those threes, then you get the percentage.
88.
He's trying to say, okay, I thought you were trying to say 99. That makes more sense. I'm dumb.
It's because you said only 33 on the guy that you're expecting go number two is a pretty big number.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the J.J. McCarthy, you said 51, which is exactly how most of the country feels about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
It's split.
Yeah,
it is. I gotta
just
vote for somebody.
Tell me what Mac Jones' bust factor was when he got drafted from Alabama.
And
that
you
should
think
be
it'll
the
match
same.
It. Jaden Daniels, by the way, 20% bust likelihood per Bleacher Report.
I think it should be higher for Caleb and Drake May, and this isn't fair to them, but because it's the Bears and the Washingtons, I think that your percentage has to go up 15% because of the organization drafting you. Now, maybe Washington's different now, new ownership and everything, but those teams have proven for three decades that they will screw you up tremendously if you get drafted as their quarterback.
Since we were talking earlier about the prospect of putting a lot of money to not win much money, y'all's favorite, LeSean McCoy, he also bet on the Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney fight. He put down $250,000 to win $25,000. He bet on Devin Haney, who is a minus 1,000. Devin Haney, of course, lost that fight.
Oh, well.
So Shady can say goodbye to that quarter of $1 million. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, puck around and find out. Stars beginning the playoffs, and how many top 50 players in the playoffs do they have? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.